The numbers are shocking. After surgery, 1 in 8 elderly patients ends up returning to the hospital within a month.
These repeat trips are not only a sign of poor quality, but they are expensive.
That's Anne Weiss. She's director of the healthcare team at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
The unnecessary readmissions cost the government about $17 billion a year in Medicare alone.
Inside the cardiac unit at Texas Health Resources in Bedford, nurses wheel around patients with heart monitors. Dr. Ferdinand Velasco oversees technology for more than 24 hospitals in this system. He says some patients need extra care after they leave to make sure they don't, well, do a U-turn.
So the old days that you may be familiar with of house calls, we actually do that. They visit them at home. They'll make sure that they're taking their medications, that they're weighing themselves on a daily basis, that they're doing all the things that were prescribed as their home regimen.
Here's the thing. They can't afford to do that for everyone.
Well, sometimes what happens is there are just too many patients for us to cover. And so there may be patients that aren't seen and they fall through the cracks and they end up back in the hospital. That is a challenge.
Velasco says nurses and doctors are focused on trying to keep patients alive, not predict what could derail their recovery at home. That's all about to change. To understand, let's go across town. Dr. Ruben Amarasingham works at the Parkland Center for Clinical Innovation in Dallas. He's put the final touches on a mathematical model that predicts which patients with heart failure are most likely to be readmitted.
What essentially happens is an alert comes through and we notify case managers who are really focused on these high-risk patients. And they'll make sure that these extremely high-risk patients get all these additional services.
The alert shows up on every computer. So at any time, a nurse can see a list of patients who need special care. This predictive model, called PIECES, uses data from electronic medical records. It looks at the obvious risk factors, a patient's blood pressure, age, heart rate, but it also considers more subtle variables, how a patient is paying for care, whether there's a history of depression, even how many home addresses a person's had in the past year.
The health and wellness of a population, an individual, is driven in many cases by what we call these social determinants. If you don't have some of those fundamental building blocks, it makes it very difficult to take care of your illness.
This isn't the first time someone's tried to come up with a model to predict readmissions, but in a review of the Journal of the American Medical Association, this model ranked as one of the best. After Parkland Hospital started using the software in 2009, it cut its Medicare heart failure readmissions by a third and saved $500,000.
More than 200 hospitals have contacted us for how they might deploy PIECES and different types of models at their health systems.
Dr. Amarasingham is starting with Dr. Velasco in Bedford. It's a totally different patient population than Parkland. Dallas's only public hospital serves mostly low-income, minority patients, while Texas Health Resources in Bedford is private and most patients are insured. But Velasco says he's not expecting the same exact formula to perform magic in both places.
It's not going to be a simple, you know, off-the-shelf, plug-and-play, and it's, you know, kind of on autopilot. It's going to be something that's going to require some fine-tuning and adjustment.
The payoff could be enormous. Texas Health Resources is one of the area's largest healthcare providers with more than 4,000 beds. If the software cuts readmissions in Bedford, it could work in Fort Worth, Dallas, Arlington. The key, Velasco says, is shared electronic medical records.
It's just a matter of flipping a switch, actually.
The algorithm by itself won't solve the readmission problem, but it will help coordinate care and keep some patients from making a return trip to the hospital. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.